Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Well,
yes.
Is this what you've come to talk about? Do you wish to retire?
Eventually, sure, but no. I guess.
What?
So we couldn't put a stop to it initially. I guess they turned it on, and so 400 golems, up and left to whoever, I guess, made the contract.
Moramash turns back thoughtfully towards all the scrolls behind him.
Sweating bullets, Adam. Sweating bullets.
He starts pulling at scrolls and starts setting them down on the table one after another. We need to go to the capital. This skips over Grey Hill entirely. We need to go to the capital and speak to the distribution center. We need to speak to someone above us.
What about if you make new friends here who are going to lots of different adventures, and then you can just go with them and check the fireplaces when you go on the adventures? That might be a bit better because we're only going to one place, which is a city.
Fire nods. Okay.
Do we have armaments for the people that can use them?
Moramash at the stables turns around, snaps his fingers and says, yes, that's right, we should. He hurries you over to, there's like an equipment tent. Before you leave, though, I would like everyone to bump themselves up to level 5.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
You set off. You ride hard and you ride fast. You, maybe actually Moramash sends a bird ahead of you, like a messenger bird ahead of you, to another one of the mercenary camps, and he just requests 7 fresh horses halfway through so that you can ride the horses really hard, and he pays, you have no idea, but when you get to this other mercenary camp, he just gives them a big old bag of gold. You do not think he has paid market price for these horses. He pays an exorbitant amount from a competing adventuring company, but nonetheless, you get 7 fresh horses so that you can ride hard immediately again.
Nice.
Perfect. All right.
Okay. I trust him.
You ride well into the night. Looming in the darkness ahead of you, you see like black upon black, shadow in the night sky. You see Fairburn Point, the capital of this surrounding area. Grey Hill is but a small, almost nothing city compared to Fairburn Point. Grey Hill does not have walls and does not have a castle or keep. Fairburn Point has both of those. As you approach, you see the wall that extends all the way around, and also you can hear the crashing waves because it is a coastal city. You hear the crashing waves and you smell the salt air of being near the sea. As you approach the gates, the gates are shut for the night, and you see guards atop the wall. Halt! Who goes there? Moramash.
I feel like it's up to Moramash.
We're all just sort of like waiting for Moramash.
Moramash pulls his horse up. His horse is like foaming at the His horse is foaming at the mouth. No, his horse is foaming at the mouth from the exertion that you have had riding this hard for this long. He pulls his horse up and calls out, I am Moramash, one of the higher-ups, leaders of the Grey Hill Free Company. I demand entrance to this city immediately. No one enters the city at night, not under anyone's orders except that of Lord himself or, of course, of his highest advisors. Moramash shakes his head. Simply not good enough. I demand entrance at once, or I demand to speak to someone to give us entrance at once. Moramash attempts an intimidation. How good is he at intimidating?
He's pretty scary.
Yeah, he's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
The sentry hesitates. He turns around. You see he's conferring with some other guards. All right, then, you wait here. I'm going to go get someone who might be able to let you in. He leaves. Moramash turns back to you and says, there is a distinct possibility that any person we talk to might be part of a conspiracy.
Yes.
So, I think it's worth having a conversation now about what we might do. So we approach this person and we say, here's what we've got.
Now you role play. You be the...
Okay, Moramash. You be Moramash.
What?
We didn't get this last time. Yeah, it's good.
All right. So there's a distinct possibility that anyone we talk to might be part of a conspiracy.
Of course.
Yeah. So I see three distinct outcomes. The first outcome is we are alone in their territory. And there is every possibility that they might just have us killed, in which case we fight our way out to the best of our ability. Anyone who can makes their way back to Grey Hill, to the Grey Hill camp. And we try to, well, we're speaking with some sort of leader, but they're not the Lord and they're not in charge of the distribution center. They're not, not necessarily anyone too important. So perhaps there is still chance to besiege, someone here, the Lord of Fairburn Point, or someone else higher on the scale.
Yes, yes, of course.
Failing that, we might have to go, I don't know, somewhere to like Highdale, to the capital, to where the king himself lives, and besiege them there. Then perhaps they are shocked at this and they decide, like I did, to bump this up the chain of command.
Yes.
In which case, obviously, we follow it to its very conclusion.
Yes, because if whoever's getting an army of mercenaries and an army of iron golems, I don't expect the, the king in Highdale should be warned, at the very least.
And then finally, most troublingly, perhaps, they are shocked. They tell us they are going to bump it up the chain of command.
Indeed.
And then, that night, when we're eating dinner, we are poisoned.
Yes, yes. We've had very similar thoughts.
Ah, yes. Moramash pauses for a second. Okay. All right. Well,
it's good to know we sort of we got the outcomes right. Yeah, yeah, I trust you more than us. No offense, us.
But... I dread to think of it, but there is actually maybe a fourth option.
Yes.
It is possible that the rot is so ingrained that going up the chain is not going to help us. In that case, if it is too ingrained to even have a hope, then this entire city, we must assume, is hostile. Every member of its gentry, every member of its working class, every adventurer within these walls is our enemy. Okay. In which case, we might have to flee. I mean, out of the country. Not just out of Fairburn Point, not just to Highdale, but out of Candor. In which case, it is many weeks' ride, but Goldcrest is the closest land here that is not Candor. The easiest way would perhaps be by boat, but Fairburn Point is not without its own flotilla of sorts.
Yeah.
So that carries with it a high degree of danger.
So we need to make at least, I guess at least one of us has to make this out of here to perhaps warn the others. In case that person is not you, should we have any of your seals or something like that that we can tell any of the others at, back at camp to leave?
Big T, please, ride closer. Moramash rides so that he is next to you. Turn around. Can I have your back for a moment?
Yes.
Moramash, pulls out pen and paper, puts the paper on your back, and writes something on the paper. He rolls it up, and then he signs it, rolls it up, and then, well, he doesn't have a seal, but he like ties a little ribbon around it and hands it.
Wouldn't he be? He'd probably make a few of these, wouldn't he?
Probably makes a few, actually. Yeah, you would have time as well. He makes enough for one for each of you. He hands one to each of you, and he says, each of those divests control of the Grey Hill Free Company to the holder of that letter. Whoever gets back, if it is only one of you, with that letter, you should have the authority to take control of the company.
Well, I hope it's all of us together.
I hope it's you, Moramash.
Is there any... Like, is there anything that he would we would have to know logistically? Like, these are the keys that do this. These are the keys that do this. Speak to Hank. Hank knows everything.
Is it just ask Hank?
Yes.
Hank
everything. Just go to Hank. Give this letter to Hank.
Look,
Hank will know it all.
I'm not terribly concerned about what state the company survives in, so long as it survives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, just like logistically, yes. Like, you have this. Is it just, you have this. Give it to Hank. Hank will know what to do.
Moramash grabs you by the arm. Glubble pulls you in close and says, I trust you. I trust whatever decision you make would be the correct one. Failing that, Hank knows most of the operations of the company.
Do we have any, if that does happen, the worst case, I guess, do we have any contacts in Goldcrest?
Not really. Hank might know some people. I'm not sure. But the Brotherhood of Accountants is widespread and ingrained. But yeah, you might need to rebuild things from the ground up.
Yes.
But that might not be the worst thing. Yeah. Should that happen, perhaps, I don't know, you could put your own mark on the Greyhill Free Company. I like to think that the things we build in life show every bit of our DNA as our children do.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
After having this little discussion, after him writing a note for each of you, and each of you has one tucked away somewhere, the gates to Fairburn Point slowly rise before you, and then stepping through the gateway is a man, a knight, perhaps. He wears resplendent armor. It gleams in the moonlight. It is simply beautiful. He wears a long red cloak, deepest red, so rich in color that even in the darkness you can see it. He's an elf, impossibly handsome. He looks like a knight from a fairy tale. And as he approaches, you see that he is old, but not so old that he does not have he does not have vitality about him. Mm. He's not Glupple's age yet. Mm. As he approaches, you see that there is embossed upon his breastplate, there is a sigil, like a house sigil, or like a marking him as a membership of some sort of group. It is a dainty slipper. Glupple, that's so sad. Glupple, you never, no one ever read you bedtime stories. Big T, you had a happy childhood.
Get the way.
I was in the swamp. Pages, they get all soggy when you go underwater. It's fine.
Looking at the sigil, not through Zia Mia's memory, but with your own eyes and without the bloodstains as well, you recognize this. This is the sigil. This is the representation of Grace's companions. They are the adventuring company, the group that every other company styles themselves after. Leopold's Errant Mercenaries, the Greyhill Free Company, you are all pale in comparison to them. While this insignia is probably less known, which is why you didn't immediately pick up on it, the tales of Grace's companions are literally the stuff of legend. If this person gives you their name, there is a pretty good chance you will know them.
Hmm.
Or know of them.
Oh my goodness, I mean, I knew they were real, but I didn't know they were real real. Or is it like very well known that they are? If I'm being told as a bedtime story, am I like, oh my god, they're like a real?
It's just like how he was described in the picture books.
The amount of mythologizing that goes on around Grace's companions, you absolutely could have been like, I thought they weren't real. it could be Cass if you encountered a dragon.
Oh.
I mean, it makes sense if all the stories about them there.
Who? What?
This is, they're famous. They're like the adventuring company. I got told about these guys when I was a kid.
Well, who are they?
When I was just your height.
Who are, who?
That's Sir Grace's companions.
Do I know the name at least? Or did I just not even
the name,
know?
Absolutely. The sigil is something a little bit less common, but the name, absolutely. You know Grace's companions.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's hard to be an adventurer and not have heard of Grace's companions. For you, I guess they're less of a fairy tale and more like you go to an area and you see a statue dedicated to them.
Mm. Right. I'm fairly certain I think I collected basically collected cards of some of them when I was younger.
Do you know who that guy is?
Do we?
If we rack our brains real hard right now, now that we know who they are.
Tree Stump, once again, you had a happy childhood.
I had bootleg collected cards. I get it.
There's a picture book depicting this person. His name is Sir Leica Silvermoon.
What? I think that's Leica Silvermoon. Sir Leica Silvermoon.
Sir Leica Silvermoon is one of the periphery members of Grace's companions, still incredibly famous and important in their own right. You know that Sir Leica Silvermoon is an old family friend of Sir Grace. Sir Grace being obviously the leader of Grace's companions.
Right. Yeah.
It would make a lot of sense, Trista. Well, no, once again, this is a beautiful, it happens all the fucking time with you two. But something that Glupple knows and something that Big T knows could overlap to give you so much richer and so much richer information. But unfortunately, Glupple does not know who Leica Silvermoon is, but Big T does. And Big T's knowledge that Sir Leica Silvermoon is an old family friend of the Graces would overlap with your knowledge that, oh, this person probably does a lot of managing for Grace's companions. So it would make a lot of sense for this person to also be here in Fairburn Point, where Sir Grace currently resides.
I mean, I would say, oh, he's an old family friend. I'm excited. I'm talking about them like it's K-pop or something.
Does that mean that Sir Grace is here in Fairburn Point?
Why would that mean that?
Well,
Absolutely would. No, Big T, you would probably understand that much, at least.
Oh, you're right.
See,
oh my God, is he? Do we meet him? What if he's bad?
No.
So, Silvermoon, guys, with his helmet tucked underneath his arm, gets to you, and with an incredibly charming smile, he says, "Well, now, what seems to be the problem?"
Surely they...
nothing.
They surely wouldn't... They might not know. I say to Big T. They just might not know.
They just might not know. They're good guys.
Waiting for Moramash again.
We're here with very troubling information that we need to pass on to, well, I guess, Sir Grace. Is he here?
So Silvermoon gives a little bit of a chuckle, but then looking from each of your faces, the very serious expressions you have, he matches your seriousness and says, "Well, I can only imagine fellow adventurers such as yourselves. You might be, if you are one who kind of mythologizes adventuring, for him to call you fellow adventurers is probably a really big compliment."
I try not to shit.
I want to take the cue of what Moramash, I glance to Moramash and maybe the other,
Moramash does not seem in any way impressed by this.
Okay.
Moramash steps forwards. Well, he dismounts, steps towards Silvermoon and says, "Yes, I would like to see Sir Grace or someone, anyone, immediately, please. Is Sir Grace in charge of distribution?"
Distribution. Yes.
Silvermoon responds, not directly. I handle a lot of the distribution for quests. You're Moramash, correct? I believe we met a few times at a party up at the castle." Moramash nods slowly, kind of half recalling it. Yes, I think we did. "Yes, well, please follow me. I'll send someone..." He snaps his fingers and someone scurries away. "I'll send someone to fetch Sir Grace himself. Can I get you something to drink? You look like you've been on the road hard and long."
"Yeah, no, I'm okay. We packed enough supplies."
You walk with Sir Silvermoon through the town. Would either of you have been to a major city before, like Fairburn Point?
I reckon we would have done it on occasion.
Yeah. Sure. We probably have been to Fairburn Point before. If we've been in this surrounding area for a while. Maybe 5 years ago or something like that.
Going to the big city. Yeah. It's not common.
You're traveling with two other knights. Both of them have that that slipper embossed upon their armor. Neither of them seem particularly important. They just look like maybe foot knights or something like that. Unimportant knights. You're traveling through the city. You see that it is, you both know that even a major city sees a lot more nighttime activity than anything else. Somewhere like Grey Hill, nighttime comes around, it's dead. Nothing's happening. No one is in the streets. A major city like Fairburn Point, you get a couple of people in the streets. Fair enough. The city is abuzz with activity. You see people walking around, like loads of people walking around. Many of them appear to be knights of with the, that like embossment upon their armor. But you see other different types of banners and other different like groups of people. So not just knights, but like maybe guardsmen or foot soldiers, that sort of stuff. You see some mounted cavalry, stuff like that. Very quickly, you work out that it is only combat troops. The city is full of soldiers.
That's not good.
A great deal, many of them, are taking around metal cages or containers of different sorts with strange exotic animals in them. You see beholders with like hoods over their heads being led around on chain and leash. As you move your way through the city, you get to towards the second wall. There's an outer wall, an inner wall, and then the castle itself. As you approach the inner wall, you see that your ranks begin swelling. What was two knights plus Sir Silvermoon becomes four knights plus Silvermoon.
Are we still all on horseback or like...
No, you all dismounted when Muramash dismounted.
Okay.
Unless you specify otherwise.
Nah.
Am I keeping up pace? Is that... The amulet made me...
By now, you've been wearing the amulet long enough to attune to it. You can keep pace, yeah.
Okay, cool. Maybe if we're noticing a lot of the armies and like the military kind of like nature of everything, and this is kind of new to us, I think this would be when muttering to Muramash that I think we've made a terrible mistake.
Muramash has gone alabaster white once more. He doesn't say anything, though. You keep approaching the outer wall. Inner wall, sorry.
No other option, really.
By the time you get to the inner wall, four knights plus Sir Silvermoon has become six knights plus Sir Silvermoon. You pass through. You see that the... this is something... Yeah, you've both been in major cities. You know, inner walls on major cities don't typically have, unless there's a siege happening, they do not typically have sentries here. Unless, unless there's some special reason, they would not have sentries. Sometimes, maybe for various reasons, some places do. Fairburn Point has no reason to have the number of sentries here that it does. This place seems like a city that is currently gearing up for war, which you don't know what war is happening.
When was the last time you were here, Muramash?
Muramash glances at you and says, months.
And, has much changed?
I would say that it has become busier than it was previously. I would also like to add that at daytime, it's harder to notice things.
That's fair.
As you pass the inner wall, you see on the inside of the inner wall, so when you go through the wall, you see on your left and right, there are a bunch of sentries who are kneeling before little altars just inside, just where the gate is. The altar is like just a table with a white linen cloth thrown over it, and there is a bowl full of viscera. They are praying to it.
Maybe I'm going a little bit alabaster.
Yeah, this is getting yuck.
This is sus and worrying.
Yuck. Awful combination.
You begin to approach the keep, and as you pass through those gates, six knights plus Sir Silvermoon becomes eight knights plus Sir Silvermoon.
Yes, I think the option...
Are we about to be murdered?
The option four hounds. Wait, which one was which option was fleeing again?
Fleeing is was if the rot was too deep.
And that was option
Four. Terrifying option four, where the entire city could be considered hostile.
That is presenting itself.
So I think I'll just maybe say I think option four is looking more and more likely now.
Moramash says, I don't know if option four is a possibility anymore. Yeah. But he looks at each of you and you see, like, he slows down for a minute. And as he slows down, the last two knights, the seven and eight, who added to your column, they're like right up the back. As your group slows down, you could tell they purposely bump into, I'll say maybe Sarin and Tavertine are right up the back. They purposely bump into them to hurry your group along. You are not slowing down on your journey towards the keep.
Yeah.
But you slow down just maybe a fraction, slow enough that Moramash can turn around and look at each of you. And he says, when it happens, I will buy you the time I can, and you do not look back.
I just nod.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
The way the city is designed, the keep abuts onto the inner wall, and the closest place between the inner wall and the outer wall is where the keep abuts to it. The most defenses will be there, but if they are as they should be, they will be guarding from the outside, not from the inside. So if you are quick, you may be able to use that as your exit.
Yes.
He looks back at the inner wall, and you see that the gate for the inner wall is being closed after you. Do not go out the way we came in.
Yes.
Moramash, I'm sorry.
The keep... have either of you ever been to Fairburn Point before, specifically, as opposed to other major cities?
We would have. I reckon there would have been a time where we had to go collect an ingredient for something from the city.
Yeah.
We didn't want to leave the city.
Yeah.
Or, like, go into the city. Yeah.
The city keep was mostly not necessarily decorative. It is a defensive structure, but it was assumed that if an army made its way to the keep, it's basically done for. There was no protections around the keep itself. Just the outer wall, the inner wall, and then the walls of the keep itself. A moat is currently being dug around the keep, and you see other siege works going on. Not only are they digging a moat, like a hole, a channel all around the keep, they are using that dirt to make a wall on the inner part of the moat. So you would need to get into the moat and then climb, not just out, but up over a little earthen hill.
Okay. Is the moat full of anything, like water stuff, or is it all just empty?
It's still under construction.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to clock any drainages.
You don't see any here.
Okay. Okay.
The gates, there's like a, do you know what a portcullis is? I feel like I've explained this before, but maybe it bears repeating.
It's portcullis, stabby gate that goes down?
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you've ever seen a fantasy movie or even just a medieval movie of any sort, when you're looking at a castle and it's like the metal grill that goes up or down over the door, that's a portcullis. You can see that the portcullis is being raised. A drawbridge, which has only recently been constructed that goes over the moat, is being lowered. And then massive wood and metal gates inside are being opened. Walking out through that gateway, you see the one, the only, Sir Grace himself.
Over the years, our beautiful and talented artist Nathan Davis has created stellar artwork far greater than the utter bullshit it's been associated with. And for 10 years, we've been occasionally badgered with comments like, "Hey, this artwork is great. I'd love to have this as the background on my phone." Or, "Man, this looks really cool. It sure would be neat to have that as my desktop. If only it was available somewhere." And come on, guys, you have the artwork. It's right there. It shouldn't be this hard. Well, do I have some good news for you? For at least a dollar, you can download the perfect desktop wallpaper for your computer or that little Google machine you've got there right from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click the downloads icon. We've currently got several wallpaper packs available, but do check back often, as I'm sure we'll add more, maybe in a further 10 years. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click that downloads icon.
Hail and well met, adventurers, I say to the seven of you.
Tree Stump does their best to keep their jaw attached to their second jaw.
What does Sir Grace look like? What do we see?
Please, Sir Grace, describe yourself.
You described Sir Silvermoon as looking like a fairy tale knight, but I think Sir Grace looks almost like the somehow the next step up from that. Maybe I've got my visor open to reveal my face. I like to think I have kind, smiling eyes, obviously with like kind of crow's feet on either side. And, you know, obviously, like I'm an older man, so that shows on my skin and in my wrinkles. a little smile on my face as well. Just like a little smile that you're not sure if it's if he's just pleased to see you, if he's just happy, or if he's laughing at you, if you know that kind of smile.
Okay. Okay. All right. And I guess.
I don't care whichever it is. Ooh. He's looking at me. So.
The Grey Hill Free Company, I say, pointing to the seven of you.
I know.
And then I point to you, Glupple. Glupple. Big T.
Yes.
Each in turn, I point out as though I know them.
I don't shit.
Was that you saying that, or was that you describing your character?
Describing it.
Well, saying it in character obviously is going to lead to confusion, isn't it?
It has. I'm panicking. I'm meeting God.
To what do I owe the pleasure?
I look at Moramash to see what Moramash is doing. I want to take their lead, really, at this point.
Moramash says, can we speak privately?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Please, right this way. I'll turn around on the drawbridge and head back into the castle.
Everyone follows suit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, privately, but all of us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll lead them into, I assume there's a throne room in the castle?
There is, yeah, there's a throne room. There's, if you are genuinely looking for somewhere private, there is like a eating hall off to one side almost immediately as you come in. Mm-hmm. The eating hall, it's the very same eating hall that a certain Unky Dick was first introduced so long ago.
Huh.
Is it private in there? Is there anybody else around? Or is it kind of hard to avoid just people in general?
This level of the castle is mostly unoccupied.
Okay. Where's my dragon?
Well, you can have the dragon wherever you want.
Okay, I would like to take them to the throne room, which is full of gold and the dragon. But I imagine in front of the throne, there is like a table, maybe even with a map of the area that I've been maybe poring over. Yeah.
Sure. Can I ask, the dragon, would you have done it quickly or slowly with the dragon?
Whatever would have, probably quickly. Well, no, slowly.
Okay, what? Cool.
Okay. This whole time, like, what's the vibe we're getting?
Because
I know, yeah, let's do a quick vibe check. Because when we walked up, there's, like, people worshiping awful.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, this guy, he's handsome. Sure, he's a little bit older, but he's handsome.
Magical.
I'm even talking about, like, you know, I do my best to keep up with all the adventuring companies. You know, that's just the done thing. And let me tell you, some of your exploits, they've made their way to me, and they're very impressive.
Thank you. Up the back,
Sir Silvermoon and a bunch of the knights would probably be following, unless given other orders by you, Sir Grace.
Yeah, that's fine. They can follow, unless the Grey Hill Free Company don't want them here. In which case, but if they don't voice that opinion, we're not going to literally anything.
So, again, yes, what's that vibe check? What's the vibe? Is it good? Surely it's good, and we'll find out just how good it is next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.